From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton.
Everything people do, even things they do in private, such as going to the bathroom, filled with status symbolism.
A documentary on the research Tom Wolfe conducted in Miami for his new novel, Back to Blood, premieres today at O Cinema. Oscar Corral is the director of the documentary Tom Wolfe Gets Back to Blood, as well as a former Miami Herald staffer. He joins us today to talk about the film. Tell us, first of all, what is this book about?
Being Tom Wolfe, you can expect some pretty biting satire in the book. And God knows Miami is very prolific feeding ground for satirists. I mean, think of Carl Hyacin and other great writers that we've had kind of portray our city in a satirical way. Tom Wolfe brings his own unique approach to that with very hands-on and on-the-ground reporting to get the information that's in the book. He wanted his book to ring true. And him not being a Miami native, he lives in New York. He wanted to make sure that the city he was writing about reflected the real city. And so he made several trips down here, many trips, in fact, over the years, to just get his information, to get his story, and to meet people.
Why do you think he wanted to set this latest novel in Miami? What about the city appealed to him?
Tom has seen how immigrants have shaped the United States over its entire history. And he's always been fascinated by it throughout his entire career. He saw Miami as the immigrant capital of not just the United States, but the world. And in fact, the United Nations has labeled it so. So it is the immigrant capital of the world in terms of the percentage of people that live here that were born in another country. So naturally, this is the best place for Tom to set that kind of book. And also, he had relationships with people here that enabled him to get inside and crack that nut. For example, John Timoney, the former police chief in Miami, was a very close friend of Tom, and Timoney helped him conduct his research down here. That's just one example.
Tom Wolfe, he's known as sort of an elusive person. He doesn't do a lot of media. How much access did you have to him, and what was his reaction to finding out you wanted to make this film?
I started off working with Tom as basically a fixer, which is someone who drives, translates, sets up things, places he wants to go to. And he came down a couple times, and I went out with him as a fixer. It was really during that second trip that I saw what he was doing as something that other people might be interested in seeing too. The way he asks questions and engages people is very unique. And so I think that Tom is an elusive person, and I think he wears the white suit as a shield in some ways. The white suit, he once said, saves him from having to have a personality. So I wanted to get inside the white suit, if you will, to fill out that suit. Who is the man behind the suit? That's what this film was about. Who is the journalist, the man, the writer that fills in that white suit that has been a shield for so long?
Once you've gotten publicity, there is a downside to it in that people become much more conscious of your presence. But at the same time, more doors get opened.
How do you think the city is ultimately portrayed in this book?
It's a place where, you know, some foolish things are done. And I think the heat tends to make people a little crazy sometimes. Tom captured that. And he did it by spending time here and talking to people who live here and know this place.
Well, Oscar, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Marva. It's been a pleasure.
Oscar Corral's documentary, Tom Wolfe Gets Back to Blood, premieres today at O Cinema. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.